Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Here's Seth Jones with a shot. He scores! Seth Jones from the top of the right circle. He beats Ottinger cleanly. And the Blackhawks have tied the score at one for Seth Jones. That's his first goal of the season. Welcome back to the lineup, Seth Jones.
Welcome back to Blackhawks Live here on WGN Radio. We're sitting down with number four, Seth Jones of the Chicago Blackhawks. And Seth, I know you've had a couple of games now to get reacclimated after missing some time with the injury. Are you feeling as comfortable, feeling as confident as you're looking out there right now?
Yeah, my first game back was in Dallas, so I got to play that in front of some family and friends, and I put one in the net there, so I felt good about that. And it's nice when I was out for the three and a half weeks, I was able to skate almost every day and keep my legs going, and I was able to stick handle, just couldn't shoot. So my hands were kind of going a lot, and I was out there with Brian Keane and working on some things, so I think that helped the transition back into the game. So I still had my breath and my legs under me, but I'm just looking to build every game I'm playing here now.
After all that unfortunate timing, it did seem kind of like some good timing. Like you said, get back home, your home area, and play that game. Were you able to utilize any family time around the Thanksgiving holiday?
I was. So the night before, I saw, you know, mom and grandma and all them. Then they obviously were at the game. I saw them after the game. And then my mom actually flew in Thursday morning, so Thanksgiving Day. And so we cooked some food, relaxed, ate some dinner, and she actually left this morning. So she was here for the weekend and saw a few games, and she was happy because Caleb scored on, I think, played Sunday.
Next day, yeah.
So he scored the next day, and so she says she needs to come back more often now.
I was going to say, I feel like she takes in a lot of games, no?
She comes here a few times a year, whenever she can. She's got a lot going on as well back in Dallas, so... whenever we kind of have a home stand, she'll be in for a game or two, but that's pretty much it.
I gotta ask, that first or the last game you and Caleb in the penalty box together, yeah. Is that the first time that's ever happened?
I think it's the first time. I don't think it happened last year that I could remember. You know, obviously we don't want to see that again, but it was pretty funny, I'm sure. My mom loved it, she said, and yeah, definitely a good memory.
Can you even think back to maybe you guys were both put in timeout at the same time?
That probably happened a lot. We were always going at it with each other in battles and getting each other in trouble all the time when we were growing up.
I want to talk a little bit more about your upbringing. Obviously, your dad and the big presence of basketball in your life, but in Wikipedia, I don't know, this could be wrong or not, said that one of the first times you got involved with hockey was your dad was introducing you to Joe Sakic and brought up the idea of taking skating lessons. Do you remember anything about that encounter?
It was actually my dad was in the Pepsi Center at the time,
yeah.
And he was walking in the building working for the Nuggets and walked by Sakic. I wasn't there,
okay.
But Sakic gave him advice on what to do to get us involved in hockey, and I said get him in skating lessons first. So me, Caleb, and my older brother started at the same time, took skating lessons for a whole year before we even started playing hockey. So that really helped us, I think, get into the game and learn the fundamentals of skating before we even started playing hockey.
Do you remember how challenging it was to try and learn to skate?
You know, I kind of do. It wasn't, you know, obviously it's not the easiest thing. I think you pick it up, you know, the more we were going and into lessons and things like that. But we took lessons from a figure skater, just, you know, not figure skating lessons, but it was more the edge work and the crossovers, the backward skating, the forward skating. So just the fundamentals of how to, you know, how to stop and do all that stuff. So I think that really helped helped us all, helped me especially, and because skating is such a big part of the game these days.
I feel like that had to have been a cool experience for your dad, too, who obviously grew up and involved so much in one sport and then learning a different one with the luxury of getting to be around you guys so much. Did you ever put that into perspective at all?
A little bit. You know, it's sometimes you think about if you have kids, you know, if they play a different sport, how that may feel and how he felt. But he never pushed us into basketball. You know, basketball was always a big part of our life. We watched it all the time. We went, you know, to his practices when he was playing and coaching growing up. So we were around a lot of NBA players and always shooting hoops and things like that. But we never really picked it up. Caleb played a year in middle school. And then my older brother, Justin, played maybe a year or two growing up as well. But I never played organized ball.
Wow.
We love still going, even today, going and shooting hoops at Lifetime Fitness in the summer, or playing pickup basketball, which gets pretty heated a lot of the times. So we still have fun doing that.
Do you follow the NBA at all?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Fantasy or your favorite team?
No,
obviously with your
no
dad.
Fantasy, but I love just watching basketball. You know, the game's kind of, it's a lot different than when I was growing up. There's a lot of three-pointers now, and that's kind of what the fans want to see. Yeah. So a lot of up and down, high scoring games. But you know, I love watching obviously some of the best players in the world. You know, Kevin Durant and Curry and these guys. Anytime you see one of those superstars, you're kind of just, your attention's drawn to them.
Taking a lot of Bulls games?
I've been to two Bulls games last year, and I went to a Bulls game this year. My dad was here. The Nuggets just played him a couple weeks ago, I think, when I was hurt. So he was in town, got to have dinner with him, and I went to the game.
I know we were talking last year a little bit about you getting acclimated to Chicago. You're a big foodie, right? You like to try a bunch of different places. Any places sticking out lately for you?
You know, there's a couple that I haven't tried yet. I've tried, like, Alla Vida is a great spot, good Italian. You know, there's a lot of places in the West Loop that I haven't tried. Gino and Marty's is a new Italian pop-up that's kind of, I think, it's open this summer. But that's a great spot as well. Then all the places in Gold Coast, I mean, you know, Maple. And I like Gibson Steakhouse as well, old school vibes in there. And so those are probably my favorites so far.
What else do you like about Chicago?
I think I just like the vibe of Chicago. Downtown's great. It's lively, and you know, you can walk around. You kind of get what you need down there. A lot of coffee shops, a lot of just things to do, things, sights to see. So I haven't been to the Bean yet. I still need to go to the Bean. It's been over a year now, so I still need to check that out. But yeah, I mean, when we have days off and stuff, it's nice to just get out of the house. And
The Bean's still a touristy thing, so you're no longer a tourist.
Exactly.
talking with Seth Jones here on Blackhawks Live. I do want to know more about taking that picture with Hossa, and it just seemed like such a cool, unique thing to be a part of, because it wasn't just Blackhawks of the dynasty and Blackhawks greats of the 90s. It was current Blackhawks, and you know, but it seemed to be kind of icons in this organization so far. What did it mean for you to be part of something like that?
I mean, it was obviously an honor when I saw the letter and that Hossa's and his foundation sent and wanted me to be a part of the photo. And you know, I obviously couldn't say no to that. And it's just to be there with, like you said, some of the most iconic players that this organization's seen, and put on the Blackhawks sweater, past and current, is something special to be a part of. And then I actually have a couple David Yarrow pieces already as well in my home.
No way.
I got this summer, so it's kind of a weird little coincidence, actually. And so it was pretty cool to meet him and be there and see kind of how he works and operates. And but you know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to do something like that. Hossa is obviously an all time great player, not just for organization but for the league. And that was a pretty awesome experience.
That's very cool and almost like a little serendipitous that it happened that way, because I think the Hawks did a really good job of showing his preparation of taking that picture, kind of like making the room quiet and explaining what he wanted. Do you feel like his pictures before had drawn to you? Like what pictures do you have of his already that you've enjoyed?
So I have, it's called Marvel. It's a picture of a Black Panther kind of in the wild, kind of a face-up shot of it. I got that this summer. And then I have a Wolf of Wall Street one, so like Jordan Belfort's in it. There's like a wolf on the counter. So he does a lot of animal stuff. And it's pretty neat to see, you know, obviously we didn't have any animals there at the shoot. It would have been pretty sweet. But we were on the boat. The city was in the background. And then it actually, we were putting fake snow on ourselves and all over our face, but it actually starts snowing outside too. So it was kind of just like a cool thing that happened there. And the atmosphere just around it was pretty cool. But yeah, David Yarrow, to see how he operates was, it was quick, it was efficient, and he knew what he wanted, and he wasn't shy to tell you, you know, how to stand or move this arm here, because obviously he's a pro.
Yeah. Do you have a copy of the picture, or when you do, where's it going?
We're all getting copies. It's going to stay here for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I got a place in Dallas, but I think I want to keep it here. It's, you know, obviously it'll probably be a black and white print, and it feels like more of a Chicago vibe, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like, where in your apartment?
Oh, where? I don't know. It's got to be somewhere everyone can see it,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's gonna going to be a cool piece. I don't know how big it's going to be, but it's definitely going to go in a main area.
Last one, Seth. It's kind of an up and down past couple of weeks for your brother, but a lot of learning stages, and it seems like you two have had such a good conversation, transparency with each other. How has your relationship grown with him on and off the ice over this past year and a half?
Well, we've been really close off the ice, so it hasn't grown much there. But on the ice, it's been a learning curve, I think, for both of us to play with each other. We're so used to barking at each other all the time and telling each other this and that. I think it's good that he sees me play bad games, and because we're watching each other on TV in the past, and we don't get to see all our shifts and up close and personal. And to see him go through ups and downs, myself go through ups and downs, it's kind of nice to get that feel with each other. And then just some pointers here and there. He tells me some stuff, I tell him some stuff. So we have that open communication, which is good. Sometimes you get mad at each other, but it is what it is. We're brothers, and we're teammates more. Well, we're teammates, but we're brothers more importantly. Actually, I'll say that. I had that backward there for a second.
No, for sure. All right, that's Seth Jones. Seth, thanks so much for the insight today.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we'll have more Blackhawks Live coming up next.